Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Scott Patterson is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Scott's a fairly new friend. He's been on the show before, but not too many times. And he's a staff reporter for the Wall Street Journal, which is my favorite newspaper on the planet, probably in the galaxy, too. He's the author of a fascinating book that you've heard me talk about. You've heard me mention it since we met Scott. It's called The Quants. It's a new breed. Quants are a new breed of math whizzes that conquered Wall Street and nearly destroyed it. And Scott, welcome back to the show. You said nearly destroyed it, but I think that's not a comprehensive enough term. It nearly destroyed us.
Since Wall Street is sort of pumps the blood through the financial system, which is, money. It almost took everybody down, especially in the few weeks after Lehman Brothers and AIG collapsed. Money market funds were freezing up, and that hits people right where it counts.
Well, Wall Street is part technical and part divining wizard, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, Wall Street is every bit as much, maybe even 51% emotional, and only 49% technical. What do you think about that?
I think those ratios swing back and forth a lot. I think in periods of calm, the technical approach works pretty well, but those periods often lead to exuberance, an irrational exuberance.
Right.
And the more irrational exuberance you get, the more risky things get, and then you get the opposite, fear. The calm leads to the exuberance, which leads to the fear.
Well, and then one of the things that I like pointing out to folks is that Wall Street is not Main Street. The stock market is not the economy, but the stock market can affect the economy, especially when we get into this emotional thing, this psychological thing that, as you were talking about, the fear. And
right.
That's what happened to us 18 months ago, isn't it? I mean, there were some real technical issues that happened, but whenever the first blink happened,
there was definitely a huge amount of fear and uncertainty. And, I think that's one of the results of all of these quantitative innovations that we've seen, these very complex securities that these guys created, in the past decade. A lot of banks were holding these things, and it was impossible to know at a certain point who had exposure to what.
We didn't know who the counterparties were, did we?
We didn't know who the counterparties were. We didn't know who the counterparties to the counterparties were, and that opaqueness just created almost a form of terror amongst people who felt like if they were exposed to these banks that went down, they would get hurt. So everybody started pulling their money out, and it was a real run on the bank. It was a run
right.
on the entire financial system.
And that's when Lehman fell. That was in about the middle of September 2008. Now, one of the things that I like to think about. I've been thinking about lately a lot, Scott, is Main Street, which is where real goods and services are built, bought, and sold. The real things that people use, that's Main Street.
Right.
And that's an analog world. And what that means is we can't manipulate, we don't manipulate things. If somebody buys something, they don't pay for it unless we deliver it. We can't borrow money unless we have real assets to back it up. We have real metrics to that people can count on. We have out here in Main Street, we have serial numbers. Scott. Out here on Main Street, we have titles. You know, we have legal titles to things and real warehouses with inventory and things like that. I'm calling that the analog world because it's pretty much traditional. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the term innovative a minute ago. We mm-hmm. just got through having an interview with Robert Brands, who's an innovation expert. Mm-hmm. And what I'm worried about, and I'm encouraging Main Street small businesses to become more innovative. Robert is too. We did that together last hour. But I'm concerned about innovation on Wall Street. And that's what's gotten us to the point we are right now, folks, to the challenges that we have. It's been this innovation. When we come back, I'm gonna let Scott address that. You know, do we need less innovation on Wall Street? After these messages, 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Scott Patterson is our guest. His book is a fascinating new book, The Quants. Little ZZ Top bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out and use it to your advantage. We built it so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. I think you'll like it. You're going to get it every Sunday afternoon by email. And if you decide you don't like it, you can unsubscribe yourself. It works like a charm. The Quants, ladies and gentlemen. The Quants are a group of people that Scott Patterson has written about. It's the title of his book. It's a bestseller, by the way, New York Times bestseller. Congratulations, Scott Patterson, on that. And we're proud of you. The Quants is a new breed, as he says, of math whizzes that conquered Wall Street. And they did it with some technological innovations. And that's what we were, Scott, that's what we were just talking about in the previous segment. When a small business owner innovates, as I'm encouraging them to do as much as I can, with as much belief as I can in them to innovate. But when small businesses innovate, they create something of value. They don't just build something that makes them money. It's something of value for everybody. It benefits everybody. When the quants are innovative, that's not necessarily the case, is it?
I think the last few years have shown that a lot of these innovations, as they like to call them, were really time bombs.
Right.
For many years, this group of people were patting themselves on the back for having created all of these things that were, they felt, making the economy more resilient. Securitization is a perfect example
right.
of this. It's the practice of buying loans and packaging them in securities and then slicing them up into all these different pieces and selling them around the
but,
world.
But isn't securitization okay? The problem you get into is when you re-securitize? Meaning you re-leverage something that doesn't have any new collateral. It's another
securitization is a good idea. What Wall Street did was take it to the nth level of repackaging the securitized products into new securities, and then packaging more complex things around those.
That's how the mortgage-backed securities wound up being leveraged as much as 70-1.
Yeah, I mean that's exactly how it happened, and they believe that because the people that they were selling these things to knew what they were doing. At least this is what they say, that they were selling them to individuals and hedge funds who were able to manage their risk. That you were actually creating an economy in which more people could buy houses. So. You know that
was their
justification of what they were doing,
and they had co-conspirators too. They had the government and the Fed who were co-conspirators,
they had the Federal
right?
Reserve and the government, yeah,
and the mortgage brokers and the buyers on the. I mean, there are a lot of undoubted co-conspirators in this thing, aren't there?
It's huge, Jim. It's absolutely
From the person who bought a house who knew they couldn't afford it, to the realtor who sold the person the house who knew they couldn't afford it, to the mortgage broker who arranged for the mortgage and sent it upstream,
I personally have a lot more sympathy for the buyers of these products, although I know that's a controversial view. But you have to remember what things were like in 2005 and 2006, and I believe Wall Street was perpetuating this illusion.
Right.
That the price of houses would keep going up. And if you could buy a house and refinance it 2 years down the road at a fixed interest rate, this is what everybody was doing, and even Alan Greenspan was encouraging people to do this. And you know, there was a sort of a collective delusion that this would continue, and there were a lot of very smart people who were making arguments that because of the financial innovations, so-called innovations on Wall Street, that this was a new era in which house prices would go up, maybe not as quickly as they had in the past, but there really was this belief that even Ben Bernanke, our Fed chairman,
right,
called this the Great Moderation.
What if, you know, this sort of reminds me like the first time the really smart guys decided that they could build an atomic bomb, and somebody said, think of all the cool things we could do with this.
Right.
you know, that's kind of what they've done. Should we?
Well, another thing with the innovations that the quants come up with is the impact is unfathomable because, you know, you introduce a new product in a bank that has, you know, billions of dollars, and these things affect people all around the country. When a small business is innovating, they're able to test it out.
Right.
They can, you know, sell it to people in the local community, and if it doesn't work, and if there may be some small harmful side effects with those products.
But it's mostly to them.
People can stop it, but these
things, the harm is mostly to them, Scott.
Well, yes, I know. And
the creator.
A good incentive not to do that.
Right. But it's not necessarily so for the quants, is it?
You know, they might see their salaries cut. some might lose their jobs. But it's another thing about Wall Street is if you can stick with it for a few years, you're going to be set for life. You know, you make millions of dollars. So the incentives are another big problem.
There's a Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission that has been formed by President Obama. And quickly, folks, their goal is... It's a bipartisan commission given the critical nonpartisan mission to examine causes of the financial crisis and find out what happened. And Scott's been tracking these guys. When we come back, I'm going to ask him if this commission is even looking at these innovations that we're talking about. And is that what we need to be focusing on from a reform standpoint? Should the innovations be monitored and curtailed potentially? 10 till right back after these messages. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Scott Patterson is our guest. He's the author of the book, The Quants. Ladies and gentlemen, find this book. You can read it. If I can read it, you can read it. I promise you. And you'll find it fascinating, and you'll be a lot more, you'll understand a lot more about what's happening out there in the world in these areas that you and I have little control over. You'll start to see how the things that people are doing, as you read about it in the paper, as you see it out of the marketplace, some of the things that are happening, we've got to know more about these things. And one example, Scott Patterson, of what's happening to deal with these financial innovations and what caused us to have this financial meltdown is this commission, the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission. Mm-hmm. And so I know you've been tracking them. Mm-hmm. Do you think that they even have on their radar screen the innovations, the quant innovations that could come up in the future? And you think that there's anything that they're doing that would make them recommend that we monitor and maybe subdue these innovations? What do you think?
Well, what I've heard about what's been going on with the commission is that it's been bogged down a lot.
Imagine that. In Washington, how could that be?
Yeah. Exactly.
What a novel thing to happen. How could that be?
It's really fascinating when Wall Street and Washington clash like this. It's like matter and antimatter.
Right.
But, you know, one thing I've heard is that they're just really baffled by the complexities of the issues that they're dealing with. So I wish they would all read my book.
Again, no big surprise.
Yeah. I mean, I really think that Wall Street has been able to hide behind its own quant complex machine in a way.
So the Oz, you're talking about their Oz behind their curtain?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I tried to pull the curtain back a little bit on what's going on. And because there's a history to all of this. And if you know, my belief is that if you can follow a history, you see where things were simple, the original idea, and then other people come along and make it more and more complex. But really, the idea is often very simple, and usually the idea is to, you know, lace the pockets of the Wall Street bat cats.
Right, right.
Alan Greenspan testified before this commission.
Yesterday.
Yesterday, and he's recommending that Congress mandate that banks have much bigger capital cushions.
Uh-huh.
And I think that that's a good idea. It
but sounds... that doesn't really that's more of treating the symptom instead of the disease, isn't it?
Well, I think that you're going to need a simple solution because if things become complex, they're going to find a way around it. But I also feel like capital cushions this is something that the quants love to work with because they create methods to make it look like there's more capital than there actually is.
Yeah, like off-balance sheet assets.
Off-balance sheet assets, you can hedge an asset with something like a credit default swap, and if you say you're hedged, that means you can this is the origin of the credit default swap, actually, is hedging against liabilities on the balance sheet of a bank. So if you hedge those liabilities, you can write more loans, basically.
Well, see, now you're getting into the weeds, and we just lost three people in Peoria, but Scott, the question is, well, do you think? Well, why don't you autograph a copy of your book and send one to each one of the members of the commission? They need to read your book, Scott.
I really think they should. I know that a few senators have, and they've told me it helped them understand what happened.
Well, the commission,
I've
this
heard
your
some
book,
people
your,
in the SEC have read it and think that it helps clarify.
Your book
things.
should be that commission's Bible. So all right. So here's give us an update. Do you feel that we're any safer from the quants? And folks, it's not just the quants, as we pointed out. It's a lot of folks, but the quants are the guys manipulating the dials and the technology innovations of financial instruments. Do you think we've learned anything? Are we any safer from the quants than we were before, or less?
It remains to be seen, but I've been somewhat disappointed by the reaction that I've heard from the quant world to my book. They claim that I'm exaggerating or making things up, and so that kind of leads me to believe that they haven't learned the lesson.
Sounds to me like you're being successful then.
Yeah. Well, I've created some enemies that
the only thing would be better for your book would be if they came after you or something, which I wouldn't want that to happen. But anyway, hey, Scott, thanks for being here. Good job today. Keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
The book is The Quants, available wherever books are sold. And Scott Patterson is the author. It's outstanding. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.